Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today we read about the apparition of the risen Christ to Mary Magdalene. The Lord appeared to her under a different aspect. That's why Mary didn't recognize him by his physical appearance. It all began with signs, as on other occasions. She saw the empty tomb, the burial cloths, then the angels. Mary was not content with the signs that assured her that Jesus was alive. She wanted to find his body. She wanted to find him. In this, Mary resembles the bride in the Song of Songs, who goes out seeking for the bridegroom, asking everyone about him. It's a symbol of the soul seeking for God. Now, there are two different kinds of seeking for God. One is the seeking of those who haven't yet found him. They are seeking what is true about life, and they sense that God is the answer, but they don't know Christ yet. And that seeking ends when they convert. But then, there is a seeking of those who already have faith and have encountered God in some way. They have experienced the love of the Holy Spirit. They've seen clearly that God knows them, that He is guiding them. But it often happens that those glimpses are brief. And after experiencing that so clearly, it's as if the Lord was gone, and so they want to encounter Him again. And that's when Jesus appears to them in a form they don't expect, to show them what St. Catherine of Siena says in her dialogue. Many people want to repeat an experience of God they had, as if God had only one way of manifesting himself to them. But the Lord can visit us in many different ways. And at times God does that, so that we may seek him, and not a certain feeling or clarity or assurance. For that reason, Jesus says to Mary Magdalene, "Don't hold on to me." It doesn't mean don't seek me, but rather don't hold on to that particular manifestation of me in the past, because you will experience my glory in new ways. The Lord is inviting us to seek Christ, as Mary Magdalene did. How can you do that? What does it mean for you to seek him? Is it possible that Christ has been showing that he's close to you in new ways? In ways that are different from what you expected.